Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and joining me today, Reverend George Wortham and Tom McCandlish. We'll be talking today about the new Iona Presbyterian Church and a big celebration going on this weekend. Welcome, guys.
Hello, Corey.
Good day.
Thanks for being with us today. And Reverend Wortham, let me start with you. First of all, folks may not have heard of New Iona. So you're relatively a new church in our area, but the church itself, not very new at all, is it?
No, we pre-exceeded as Highland Presbyterian Church and First Presbyterian Church on Stubbs Avenue in Monroe. And we kind of moved in together and started living together and decided we'd create a whole new church with a new beginning and took on the name New Iona.
Now, you took on the name New Iona after Iona, Scotland. Why is that important?
Actually, it's the island of Iona off the west coast of Scotland. And Iona is a one-mile square island that has a very deep history and spiritual significance. We named ourselves after it because we were inspired by the early work of Columba and the abbey that existed there that created basically the cradle of Christianity for all Northern Europe.
I was looking at the abbey on the internet this morning, and a beautiful island, a beautiful abbey. The Vikings showed up. They kind of messed stuff up for those guys. Then yes. I saw the king of Norway decided he would come in there and roll in and mess some stuff up. And so it's been a turbulent history for that church, but it's got a connection to Northeast Louisiana, doesn't it, Tom?
It does, Corey. Northeast Louisiana was heavily settled by Scottish and Scots-Irish immigrants early on in our history, and they brought a lot of that culture and the Presbyterian religion with them, which was, you know, a direct descendant of the Church of Scotland of the Protestant Reformation. So, it does have a very poignant part of our history around here. This, as I said, this area was heavily settled by Scottish and Scots-Irish immigrants as well as Irish immigrants. And St. Columba is widely thought to first brought Christianity to Scotland, and then, of course, you know, St. Patrick and the subsequent saints after that. So we're happy to be able to come and help New Iona celebrate as Emerald Accent. My band Emerald Accent will actually be playing for the service for New Iona.
Reverend George Wortham is with us. Reverend, the movement, the Iona movement, what is that? You were describing it to me, and it's a little different than maybe Roman Catholicism or the old history of the church. There was another history of the church that the British Isles and Scotland and Ireland, and they had their own little thing going on, right?
Yeah, for centuries, the Celtic Church existed in Northern Europe, and the whole Celtic tradition had a whole different theological orientation than what they call the Celtic Rite and the Roman Rite. The Roman Rite would eventually take over and dominate, but the Celtic Rite was completely different, and one of their main differences is how they related to nature. They saw the sacred or the holy in all of nature. So a place like Iona, the island itself, is a holy place.
You mentioned a minute ago when we were talking in our little pre-interview that it's sort of like the Native Americans believing there's a spirit in everything.
Very similar. Yeah, that God can be present in sea and sky and mountain. Many of the Celtic prayers invoke those images and metaphors to try to understand that God's present in everything.
So the New Iona Church is in West Monroe. You're having your one-year anniversary, and you've got Tom's band coming to do a special Celtic worship service. Talk to me a little bit about what's going to be happening.
We're going to have a good time. That's what's going to happen. We're going to enjoy some good Celtic music, listen to some words by Columba. I'll do a little reflection on the history of Iona, remembering Iona and why we're inspired by it, and basically just have a good time and good fellowship with good music.
Tom, you're in charge of the good music. That's your area. But what are some of the pieces of music folks will hear, and how do they Is this going to be some common stuff that I'm going to know?
It will. A hymn called Be Thou My Vision, I'm sure you grew up singing, even in Parkview Baptist Church.
Yeah, even in a Baptist church we sang that one.
Even in a Baptist church, you sing Be Thou My Vision. Most people don't know that is a Scottish hymn. We'll also do a piece called Spirit, Open My Heart. It's done to the tune of another great Scottish standard. So, and we'll do some traditional jig and reel sets for the service, as well as some Scottish pieces that are on our album For Love of Scotland.
You mentioned this is a good month for the New Iona Church to do this. Why is January a good month for Scottish folks?
Well, it's very poignant because this is the month of Robert Burns' birth. Robert Burns being the poet laureate or the Bard of Alloway, the Bard of Scotland. And most people know the song
"Auld Lang Syne,"
"Auld Lang Syne," that we sing at New Year's, and that was collected and written by Robert Burns. A lot of poetry that we have today that is very well thought of came from Robert Burns. So it's a very his birthday is January the 25th, and people of Scottish origin all over the world celebrate this month. So.
This service is happening this Saturday, Reverend Wortham?
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, with a reception to follow.
And then, Tom, I hear your band after church. Y'all are going to get busy somewhere else in town.
About 8:30, we'll be cranking up at Enoch's. So after you come in and have your church service on Saturday afternoon, you can come out and have a pint and listen to some good tunes on Saturday night at Enoch's.
All right. That's Tom McCandlish with the Emerald Accent. Reverend George Wortham is with us, and the event is going to be happening at New Iona. And your address in West Monroe, you're on Wellerman Road?
On Wellerman Road, yes.
And for folks that want to find out more about the event, you say you have a website that people can find out a little more?
Yes, at www.newiona.org. I think we have a Facebook page, too, so just look for the Facebook page.
NewIona.org and on Facebook. It's Reverend George Wortham, New Iona Presbyterian Church, Tom McCandlish of Emerald Accent. You've been listening to Lanyap. To find out more about this and other events, be sure and visit our website at kedm.org.
KEDM Public Radio brings you outstanding news coverage from around the world and right here in Northeast Louisiana. Music and features you won't find anywhere else. Thank you for listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.